You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Basahin natin yung text natin in Exodus chapter 20 verse 17. The Bible tells us, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor." So in short, the Bible is telling us you shall not covet anything that is of your neighbors. Can we just bow down our heads and pray and commit this time to God? Father, we thank you, Lord, that Lord, through the commandments, Lord, we see how you love us perfectly. And Lord, even as, Lord, nakita po namin na we fail at those commandments, but because of your great love, because of Jesus Christ, God, you have caused us, Lord, to be alive in you. You've given us the power, God, to obey, the grace to follow and to trust you because of Jesus Christ. So we pray that we would be closer to you more and more, that we would, Lord God, through understanding of your word and what you have done for us, Lord, we would love you more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay? Nabasa natin yung text kanina. And, here's what we'll do. Three things. We'll divide it into three things. First, okay, review natin ano ba ibig sabihin. Okay, pag-aaralan ho natin, what is coveting? And pangalawa, how do we see coveting in our day-to-day life? That's the second. And third, okay, we will answer how to overcome coveting. And what, you know, there's a secret, okay, to this command, and later we'll see that. So first, pag-aralan po natin, what is coveting? Okay, ano ba yung coveting? Okay, what is coveting? The word covet actually means a strong desire. But as we'll see, this command implies a negative kind of coveting. Kasi di ba pag sinabi mo, yung iba-iwan ko kung may narinig na kayo ng mga Christianese people when they say, you know, I covet your prayers, please pray for me, we'll be doing this. So, ginagamit din yung word na covet. Okay, so it's a good, strong desire, but when the Bible tells us in the Ten Commandments, you shall not covet, alam na ho natin na negative yung ibig niya sabihin. Now, coveting, okay, what makes it negative? Clearly, tells us that coveting is this, okay? A misdirected and uncontrolled desire or desires, okay? When you have a desire that is not right, that is not according to God's will, it's misdirected, it's not according to God's will, and, you know, it's uncontrolled. Ibig sabihin, okay naman, example, gusto mo magkaroon ng maraming savings, but if the pursuit of money, okay, has become uncontrollable and hindi mo na makuha yung schedule mo, hindi ka nakakapag-sabbath, okay, may goal ka na gusto mo makuha, you tend to manipulate people and it's affecting your relationship, that's uncontrolled. And that's coveting. Now, Jesus, no, when he was here, okay, he was on earth, he taught about coveting. Okay, binigyan niyo ng warning yung mga tao na nabubuhay in this time. And this is what he said in Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Sabi ni Jesus, okay, he said to them, "Take care, ingat daw tayo, be on your guard against all covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." So, it's not about the possessions, it's not about the money, kagaya nga ng song kanina, okay, it's about the love. Okay, it's about the love of God manifested in Christ and our love towards God and our love for one another. So clearly, kung sa time ni Jesus, issue na to, okay, even up to now, to our generation, issue pa rin po ito. Kaya nga yung word niya is still relevant for all of us. And, you know, we will be answering the second question, how does it look like? I want us to go to the book of Ecclesiastes para makita ko natin how it looks like. And the wisest man who ever lived, okay, he tried to pursue all the pursuit, okay, of man na ngayon nakikita natin pinupursue. Okay, whether it's wisdom, knowledge, whether it's wine, women, or pleasures, lahat yan, kinuha niya, pinursue niya. Kumbaga sa Pokemon, kung familiar kayo, di ba? He caught them all. Okay, nakuha niya lahat, nakollect niya, nakumpleto niya. And all these pleasures, the Bible tells us, he has experienced that. And this is the guy Solomon. So itong medyo modern depiction of Solomon, di ba? May tobacco, okay, may na-experience niya. So mukhang mayamanin, di ba? So, yeah, which is true, he is a rich man, and he pursued all the kind of misguided and uncontrolled pursuit man could ever pursue. And he caught them all. And he wrote this book to give us a warning about what he had experienced and the truth about all these pursuits. Sabi niya in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Okay, we'll look at three verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This is vanity. This is also vanity. And that's what he found out. He got all these things that we pursue, we tend to pursue, and he found out that nakuha niya na yun, it's empty. It doesn't complete him. You know, I remember one time, we and my friends, after church, we ate for dinner outside. Yung isa sa amin may pinagdadaanan. So, syempre, di ba, gusto namin siyang i-bless. Sige, order ka lang kung anong order. So, nag-uusap kami. Okay? And then, eventually, nung patapos na ako kami kumain, medyo, syempre, gusto mong i-bless, kahit medyo onte, pero nagbabudget ka pa rin. Gulat kami kasi biglang may pumasok. Oh, nakita niya kami. Oh, kumusta kayo? Oh, ako na bahala sa dinner niyo. Lahat yan. Okay. Okay na siya. So, kaming tatlo nagtingin ng kami. Wow! Libre! Grabe, thank you, Lord. But eventually, nung umalis na ho yung nagbayad ng bill, nagtingin ng kami. Ano sa tingin niyo naisip namin? Sana nag-order pa tayo ng marami. Okay, so in tendency na, di ba parang ganun yung tendency natin, di ba gusto pa natin ng more. And sayang, di ba sana if we could only get more and more. I remember an employee, meron hong isang manggagawa sa company, lumapit siya sa boss niya. Sabi niya, boss, alam mo sa totoo lang, ako simpleng tao lang talaga ako. Okay, kung ako lang talaga, magkaroon lang ako talaga ng 100,000 pesos. I will be the most satisfied person who ever lived, sabi niya. Sabi nung boss niya, talaga? Wala ba ako nakitang taong satisfied ever? Pero dahil sinabi mo yan, kumuha siya ng cheque. 100,000. Gulat siya. Thank you, boss. Thank you, thank you. Okay, nung pag-uwi niya sa bahay, okay, nag-isip siya, grateful siya, pero sabi, anong inisip niya? Sana, ginawa kong 200,000. Di ba, ibibigay din pala. So, a lot of us are like that. Okay, we think that if we get this thing, this very specific thing, it would complete us. But once we get it, we want more. Okay? So, how does a covetous heart look like? A covetous heart is a heart that is never satisfied and it's never having enough. So, it's never satisfied, it's never enough. Lahat na lang, di ba? From getting this and from being in this relationship, it's not enough. You know, they did actually a survey. Merong ginawa sila sa America, yung tinatawag nilang the American Dream Survey. And they collected all the results. And yung middle class pala, they earn about like $25,000 a year. Okay, nung sinurvey nila yon, according to their probings, na found out nila na itong middle class, they all want, okay, ito pala yung for them the American Dream. Okay, yung having everything that you need, talagang maluwag. Sabi nila ito yung American Dream nila, if only they would have $50,000, doble, they would experience the American Dream. When they check the next part of the survey, yung mga upper class, yung mga mas mayaman, who earned about $50,000 a year, okay, yung sa kanila naman, yung based na survey, sabi doon, if only we would have $100,000 a year. Grabe no, pataas ng pataas. Siguro yung mga 100,000, sabi, if only meron lang kaming 200,000, it's never satisfied, it's never having enough. In verse 11, when goods increase, they increase who eat them. And what advantage has their owner but to see them with his eyes? Na-experience nyo na ba yung mag-shopping kayo dahil sale, di ba? Tapos may sweldo ka. Tapos parang sarap lang talaga gumastos. Tapos pag-uwi mo sa bahay, papaisip ko, ba't ko nga ba ito binili? Para saan? Okay, it's good to see. So, siguro damit yan or bag or watch, nalalagay mo lang siya lahat, nasa cabinet. Okay, eventually, paglilipat ka na ng bahay, dun mo lang marirealize, ang dami ko palang gamit na hindi nagagamit. Okay, paglilipat ka na, mag-garage sale ka na, ang dami mong nabibenta kasi narealize mo, ang dami palang gamit na hindi nagagamit. Okay, we know that we don't need it, we won't use it, but we buy it anyway. Because it feels good to have more and more. Meron hong kwento no, ng isang guy na dahil naging pest na to, dumadami, yung mga pest na mga ants na to. So ang ginawa niya, he placed a trap, okay, na talagang mag-a-allure sa mga ants. So when he placed that trap, which is actually a poison, nakita niya yung mga red ants started lining up. Okay? Kinuha nila, naubos. Siyempre, mamatay na sila. Eventually, nakita nung guy na hindi lang red yung nakapila. Eventually, may nakapila ng color black. Black ants. Okay? They coveted their neighbors, okay, goods. And so, when they started getting it, okay, they thought it was good for them, but it's actually going to destroy them because it's poison. And most of the times, the things that we think, okay, we see about yung neighbors natin, Lord, kung meron lang ako noon, hindi natin alam yung pala sisira rin sa buhay natin. And that is how we are. This is our condition. Okay, we think that it's the way to be complete, the way that would satisfy us. In verse 12, okay, sweet is the sleep of a laborer, whether he eats little or much. Okay lang yung tulog niya. But the full stomach, or the rich, who always wants more and more, okay, hindi siya makatulog ng maayos. Yun yung sinasabi ng proverb or ng Ecclesiastes verse na ito. Because it has become the God. It has become the center of his life. Work. Now, let me put this into context. What we are preaching here is not telling you to stop pursuing progress. Not stop believing God for greater things. That's not what we're preaching here. In fact, yung hard work is a godly virtue. Pag pag-aaralan ho natin yung church history, every genuine Christian, lahat ng mga Christian throughout the generations, you know, they are known to be the most excellent workers. That's why yung mga hindi Christian gusto nila Christian kasi grabe magtrabaho yung mga Kristiyano. They do it not for man, they do it for the glory of God. And so ito po yung Christian work ethics, talagang hardworking, faithful, okay, and reliable. But our tendency is, once the work becomes our master, okay, we become enslaved. Okay, and we fail to see that it's not actually for this that we live for. Naalala ko na naman yung kwento, no? May bata nakasakay siya sa jeep, tapos naka-chinelas lang siya. Yung katabi niya, naka-Air Max. Naman, ganda, bago. Di ba? Parang, so siya, sa loob-loob niya, kawawa naman ako. Oh, naka-chinelas lang. Lord siya, naka-Air Max. Naka-Nike. Kawawa ako, kawawa ako. So, makawawa siya. Hindi niya alam, yung katabi niya, siya naka-chinelas, ito walang chinelas, nakapaa. Sabi niya, Lord, pwede ba siya may chinelas? Ako, Lord, kapaa. Lord, nakapaa, kawawa ako, kawawa ako. Di niya alam yung katabi niya, may iniisip din. Yung katabi niya, wala pong paa. Sabi niya, Lord, buti pa siya may paa ako, walang paa, Lord, kawawa. Pagtingin niya sa katabi niya, alam niya, nakita niya, walang ulo, multo. Okay. So what's the point? What am I saying here? That is our nature. We don't see what God has given us and we fail to be grateful. And therefore, we covet and we get and we become greedy because we think that, Lord, only if I have this, Lord, only if I have this, Lord, I will be the most satisfied person. So that's what a covetous heart looks like. But how do we apply this? Since God commanded this, siguro naman merong way to obey. There is grace. So how? How do we live the 10th command? Which is actually, you know, the difference between yung 10th command po sa lahat ng 9th, yung 9 commandments na nauna, is that the issue of covetousness is an internal issue. It's not an external issue. It's not behavior like the first 9. Nagawin mo to, wag mo tong gawin, di ba? It's a behavioral thing. It only shows us that God is not just concerned with our behaviors or our good actions, but He is concerned about our hearts. And He knows our condition. And only you and God would know the motivations of our hearts when we pray and believe God for things. When we crave and we... You know, it's not actually bad. You know what? Here's the thing. Buddhism will tell you, okay, the way to go about all this problem of covetousness is to kill the desire. The desire is the problem. But it's not the problem. So, you know what they do? They would become a monk and talagang, di ba, they would... May actually, meron po tayong isang victory group leader who now is our victory group leader, okay? But before, na-ordain na ho siyang monk, Buddhist monk na siya, but praise God, na-save ho siya. You know, we're not Buddhist. Buddhists believe in salvation by works. We don't believe that, okay? But you know what? What's Christianity is about? Ano ba yung Christianity? Christianity is actually about desires. Christianity is about longing. It's about passion. It's about giving your life. It's not about killing the passion. The problem is misdirected and uncontrolled. We need someone who will save us, bring it the longings and the passion to the right source and to the right person, not on the material things, not on the temporal things of this earth, but on the eternal things. That's why we learn to invest in the kingdom of God. We learn to believe that in what we do, you know, God sees it and I'll have my reward in heaven. The things I have, those are not bad. But if they cause, you know, you to stray away and be enslaved by them, you know who yung problema. So how do we do this? Paul, okay, we're going to shift in Philippians chapter 4, where Paul discovered the secret of obeying the 10th commandment. Sabi niya in Philippians, not that I'm speaking of being in need. Sabi niya, hindi ako nagpaparinig. Sabi niya dun sa church na sinusulatan niya. For I have learned in whatever situation that I am to be content. He learned how to be content. And it actually gives us an insight, you know, to the secret of contentment. That contentment is not natural. Contentment is not overnight, but contentment is something that we must all learn. Paano ba tayo matuto? Di ba yung algebra, yung accountancy, engineering, di ba? Sa school. How do we learn? We need a textbook, okay? We need a reference, and we need a teacher, okay, to teach us, to explain us, and we need to study it personally, right? And at the end of the journey, anong pinapakabangan ng lahat ng estudyante? Yung test. Okay, yung exam. Okay, which will determine how much you learn. You know, it's the same way with Christianity. Okay? We have a textbook and we have a reference of what we should live and what we should believe. And that's the Bible. Tama? Now, ano yung teaching source natin? How do we learn this? Not just from the Bible, but you know what? Ano yung teacher natin? Saan natin nakuha yun? It's through discipleship. It's through discipleship where we learn from each other's experience. And we learn from, you know, from teachers and pastors and, you know, just share our lives. That's why kami ho ni Pastor Ryan, we always say that if you are not yet part of a victory group, join one. Because you're missing a lot, okay, if you don't experience life in community, life in a local church. Paul then continues in verse 12. I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret. Okay, natutunan niyo na kung ano ba yung secret. Okay, the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. You know, as we learn, okay, as we resolve to learn to be content, this school of contentment will teach us actually three major things. And as you journey through discipleship, as you follow Jesus, fellowship with believers, you know, and learn how to fish for the lost, you know, you would know three major things along the journey. And I want to share that. First is that relationships is more valuable than things. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 8 talks about a guy who is alone, who is without a relationship, he's disconnected. Ito po, basahin ko lang. One person who has no other, either a son or brother, yet there is no end to his toil. Okay, and his eyes are never satisfied with riches, so that he never asks, for whom am I toiling and depriving myself of pleasure? This too is vanity, an unhappy business. You know, people who tend to work and forget about the value of relationships, that things become more important than the relationship that God has given them. Okay, our marriage, our parenting, our relatives, and the people that allows us to share our lives with. I'm really impressed with, you know, this guy is actually a venture capitalist. His name is Gregory Slayton. See, Gregory Slayton, ho, as a venture capitalist and as a CEO, dami niya experience. He actually worked also under a U.S. president. And he had an experience. He actually is the author of Be a Better Dad Today. And he had an experience where, you know, he was given an opportunity na mataas na maitaas yung ano income niya. Okay? So sa Silicon Valley sa dun sa place na yon, 'di ba marami diyang mga startup business. And so sabi dun sa isang startup business, inoffer sa kanya, ikaw na CEO namin. Alam mo, potential talaga tong business na to. But he only has one thing, he one problem. Sabi niya, if I take this job, okay, mas mahihirapan ako, mas mawawala yung time ko with my wife and my family. Okay, so he chose not to take the opportunity, and he chose, you know, with the, to live with the income that he currently had, and you know, just to be close to his family. And you know what that business was? It was worth millions of dollars. Eventually, it boomed. Okay, I'm not sure if that's Yahoo or Flickr or whatever startup na ngayon. Nakalimutan ko lang dito, but that startup business became something that's worth $1 million. He missed that, but he said, okay lang, as long as I'm right with the relationships. And God's continually blessing him. You know, relationships are more important than things of this world. Second thing that we'll learn as we journey is this, that godliness is more valuable than things. Character, okay, something that you would bring with you when you die is more valuable than all the temporal things the world can offer you. 1 Timothy 6, 6-8, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with this, we will be content. Kung babasahin niyo pa yung sunod dyan na verses, dyan natin makikita yung maraming tao daw, because they pursued wealth and riches, you know, they ended up straying away from the faith, and you know, daming traps na na-entrap na sila. And also, I believe in that verse, pag binasa niyo sa Bibles ninyo, makikita ninyo that dyan sinabi yung the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay? Because when we love something that won't satisfy, it would entrap us. May question, no? Nung every time may namamatay, no? Kasi po pag sa funeral, it actually gives me a time, you know, to mourn with the bereaved and sa mga nawala. But every time I go to funerals and you serve in memorial services, I remind myself na, again, oh nga, no? My life is just short. Okay, God's given me relationships, and God has given me a relationship with Him. And my character will matter more than anything. What's the third thing? Okay, pag namatay ho tayo, pag tinanong tayo, ano, how much yung naiwan? Okay, everything may iwan ho natin. Wala ho tayong madadala when we die. Third realization, third major thing is that God's presence is more valuable than things. Hebrews 13 verse 5 tells us, keep your life free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. For Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So this tendency of covetousness, I also see this in my life. Okay, nung ako ay single person, syempre nagko-commute ako noon. Nung nauso yung folding bike, sabi ko, Lord, kung may folding bikes lang ako, mas makakatipid ako, Lord. Talagang mas magiging ano pa ako. Diba? Yung daddy body ko, mawawala yan. Binless ako ni Lord, nagkaroon ako eventually ng folding bike. Nung nagkaroon ako ng bike, nakapagod naman ang init. Lord, gusto ko naman magkaroon ng kotse. By God's grace, God gave us a second-hand car. But sometimes, you know, especially pag may challenge na dun sa vehicle or parang nababagalan ako or whatever, di ba, parang I would desire in my heart, Lord, how I wish I had, you know, a younger car. A car that doesn't have a problem. So, ganda no, bago, Lord, 2016. You know, parang, and then God would just, parang in a way, no, He would remind me, hey, what's wrong with you? I am with you. Okay, we are in a relationship. And Lord, thank you, God, na-remind mo ako nun. Indeed, you are everything that I need. And Lord, kung ano mang problema ko, Lord, alam ko, kasama kita, Lord, ipoprovide mo whatever it is. And so, Lord, again, Lord, thank you for reminding me that you are enough. You are enough, and in you I'm satisfied. The world will tell us, okay? It's a world driven by consumerism, by taking and getting this and promising you that once you have this, yung advertisement, you know, you will be the most happiest person. Diba? Once you eat this, you will be the most macho. Diba? Whatever you want, it's driven by covetousness. Okay, diba? And the world will tell us, I don't know if you're familiar with this. Is anyone of you familiar with this book? The Secret? Anyone familiar? Just show of hands lang. Okay. Now, this book was written by a non-Christian, of course. And the point of the book is this. Here's the secret. Okay? You just have to know what you want. Have it so clear in your mind. Okay? If you have a picture of it, print it, post it in your wall. Okay, believe one thing. I would have this. I would have this. I would have this. Okay, you know what? Here's the secret. The whole universe will conspire in its power. They don't believe in God. But you know, the whole universe will conspire for you to have what you desire. Grabe, no? And this is actually the picture of how the world is telling you you're not happy because you're not desiring enough. You're not happy because your wife, you know, nagkamali ka, may mga lies, di ba? You should pursue, di ba? Actually, another book, may mga book pa, di ba? Adultery, may, kita nyo ba yun? Paulo Coelho, he wrote about that. It's crazy. Di ba? Encouraging you to try to have a relationship with someone who's already taken. And the world is crazy and it's telling us, you know, just go listen to your heart. But the Bible tells us that the heart is the deceitful, di ba? Source of, you know, truth. And we have to be guided. We need to be saved. So, kung yung secret na to is a reflection of what the world tells us to covet and to get, here's the secret that the Bible tells us. Here's the secret to fulfilling the 10th commandment, which is, in fact, if you learn how to not covet, okay, and to be content, okay, it actually causes you to obey the rest of the commandments, the first 9. Because this is actually the root of all the disobedience from the first to the 9th commandment. And when you learn this, hindi mo lang makikita yung blessing ni God for this command, but in all the instructions and command. Here's the thing. It continues in Philippians chapter 4. And let me jump to verse 13. The Bible tells us, this is the secret. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. What's the secret? This is the secret. Jesus, period. Jesus is the end of all the pursuit man is longing for. He is the person that will satisfy us and complete us. Okay, and He's preparing for us, you know, His people, a kingdom that would satisfy a place and a person, that's Jesus Christ. He's the end of our pursuit. If He is at the center, if He is Lord of our lives, the rest, okay, of all our satisfaction issues and all our covetousness issues will stop. Because He is Lord, and in Him, the gospel tells us that everything we need in life will be found in Him, is found in Him alone. Our identity, our need for approval, our need for security is found in a relationship in Christ, which you can experience right now to all eternity. This love, this Savior, lahat na kay Jesus. Now, question, is it wrong to desire a bigger house? A better car, a bigger income. Again, I would tell you, it's up to you and God. As long as those desires are in the right context of relationship, your relationship with God, and you know in your heart that God will be honored and glorified in this, and that through this work and through this desire, it will be good for the good of people, especially the lost people. This is actually what I'm doing here. It's actually so that I could help advance the purposes, the kingdom of God, and so that more and more people would be saved and come to a relationship with Him. How is our heart? Is Christ enough for us? Because here's what, if Christ is not enough for you, then nothing else will. But if you are in Christ and you learn how to be content, you know, where you are, okay, you're secure in Him, you know, you'll be surprised. God will begin to bless you, even with material blessings. Because He knows that these things will not harm you. Kung hindi tayo ma-blessing God, minsan kasi hindi tayo ready. But when we're ready, you know, hindi pa naman ako ganun katandaan, but looking at history and looking at the people that I know that are wealthy materially and, you know, blessed relationally, kita ko sa kanila, blessed sila, simply because they are secure in Christ. They have a relationship with Christ. And I believe God blesses them because, you know, it won't harm them. And that they would continue to be a blessing to more people and more communities. Jesus is the end of our pursuit. And only if you are satisfied with Christ, okay, you would learn how to be content. And you would learn through the gospel, through the good news of what He has done for us, you would learn to follow all the commandments that God is giving us. John Piper once said, if our covetousness increases, when our covetousness for things increases, okay, our contentment with God decreases. And so the same is true. Okay, kung yung contentment natin kay God is continually increasing, our covetousness for things will continue to decrease. Again, I want to point out here that it's not the desires that the issue here. The desire here, the issue here is that yung mga desires ba natin are guided towards the person and the finished work of Jesus. Are we working it with all the relationship and the resource that we have? Are we using it so that, you know, His kingdom would be continually advanced, more and people would come to a saving knowledge of Him, that more people would be disciples and followers of Him? Only us could know the answer. So all bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank You for giving us the Ten Commandments. Lord, we thank You that in the Ten Commandments, Lord, we see that the good news is this, God, that You became man in Jesus Christ. You live a life we cannot live, God. You fulfilled the law so that, Lord God, even after 3 days, Lord, You rose up, victorious King. And then, Lord, You're offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness to those who would repent and believe the good news. Lord, thank You for Jesus Christ, who causes us to be alive in the things of God, who causes us to see things differently. Lord, the things of this world, Lord, we'll see them, Lord God, not a source of our identity, not a source of our security, but Lord, as tools so that we could use for Your purposes and Your kingdom and Your glory. So God, I pray that all of us, God, even as we go and live out, learning how to be content in Christ, and Lord, believing You for greater things, Lord, that we would do it with the right heart. Lord, I pray that our love for You would increase as we continue to follow You by grace and through the church community. Lord, bless Your people. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.